Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Turkey has responded angrily to President Trump's threat to devastate the country economically if it attacks Kurdish forces in Syria after U.S. troops pull out. But Mr. Trump also asked Kurdish groups, who are regarded by Ankara as terrorists, not to provoke Turkey. More from Barbara Platasha.
Mr. Trump has threatened Turkey with devastating its economy if the Turks attack these Kurds after the Americans leave, and now the Turkish president has responded and he has said, you know, we expect you to behave like a strategic partner. You cannot equate terrorists with partners. In the meantime, Mr. Trump has actually given away a few details about this troop withdrawal. He talked about a 20-mile safe zone, presumably along the border between Turkey and northern Syria. He also said, if Islamic State militants come back in Syria, we can always attack them from a nearby military base, responding to criticism that the U.S. is retreating and allowing a situation where Islamic State can regroup.
Indonesian officials say they have recovered the cockpit voice recorder from a Lion Air plane that crashed into the Java Sea in October. Reports say it was found 8 meters deep under mud on the seafloor. Officials say human remains were also discovered. Rebecca Henschke reports.
The budget airline flight lost contact shortly after takeoff from Jakarta Airport and crashed into the Java Sea, killing all 189 people on board. Investigators have said in their early reports that the plane, a nearly brand new Boeing 737 MAX 8, had technical problems, and some families of the victims have started legal action against Boeing.
The head of a South Korean animal rescue organization, CARE, is under pressure to resign after a whistleblower accused her of secretly instructing her staff to euthanize dozens of stray dogs. More details now from Celia Hatton.
One of CARE's former employees said the organization had been covering up its real stance on animal euthanasia, charging that CARE CEO Park So-yoon had lied about killing more than 200 dogs due to the organization's public stance against the practice. Ms. Park reportedly told the charity's supporters some of the animals that had actually been killed had instead been adopted in order to encourage donations. CARE has said that a small number of dogs were euthanized, mostly because of illness, and had tried its best to respond to what it said was an overwhelming number of requests to save animals.
BBC World News.